Welcome back. We need your sweetness like a cold. Welcome back to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Hopefully taking your calls, 218-339-8525. A bit of a rant today. You know, it's got to be good. You got to have some fun. I was also thinking, I want to do more. You know, like way, way more. Because you see so many other people, you see this mainstream media apparatus and they're dressed in their nice suits and they've got their great fancy studios and so on and so forth. And I've managed to replicate something relatively similar to that. You know, got the big screen behind me, got the studio lights, got the cameras and so on and so forth. However, the New World Order ain't defeated yet.
Is it?
Is it? The activists aren't heard often enough. Are they? Are they? So it means I'm not doing enough because I've taken personal responsibility to make sure the New World Order does not enslave everybody and kill all of us. That is a big responsibility. A big one. And I may not be successful. It may just be a pipe dream, as it were. However, the point is, you have to do what is right, regardless of whether or not you feel that your cause will be successful. Regardless, you don't really have any options. You don't really have any choices. You have to stand up. You have to do something, just something, anything. Listening to shows like this and other shows on American Freedom Radio is one small part of the way that you can contribute to a better society for all. One small way. It's not the only way you can contribute. You can support the hosts as well by sharing their shows. You can donate to them. You can purchase products off of their website. So they're advertisers, because this is the other thing. We're living in a world now where having an honest business that actually sells people products that don't freaking kill them is becoming rarer and rarer. And you got to vote with your dollars, if you got any, whatever Federal Reserve dollars you got. And the difficulty is, of course, that if you're chasing advertisers the whole time, and this is the problem with mainstream media that I've found, and this is the reason why they won't cover certain stories, is because they'd be biting the hand that feeds them. You know, we're talking yesterday about Chronic and K2, these artificial cannabis substitutes that have been floating around New Zealand these last couple of years, because they still haven't decriminalized or legalized cannabis. So naturally, they come up with a really dangerous thing. That doesn't make any sense. Right, so we're going to go to our first caller now in a 447 area code or something like that. Caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello, Vinny. It is I, Jerome and Benu, but you don't know who I am.
How
are you today? You're very miserable.
Oh, no, I'm actually quite happy.
Oh, are you?
I've recognized just how much of an obligation that I have to speak the truth, regardless of whether or not people wish to hear it.
That's an obligation to yourself and to natural law, not an obligation to other people. If they don't want to listen, just leave them to be.
Well, that's true. Mm. But then again, if we don't convince the people who don't want to listen, that's the majority of people, right? You got to tell people something about 7 times before they get it. And so my perspective
I'm
is
not sure
all you got to do is just play your part.
You know, I've heard that one. And like I tell you, but I'm very weird. So you're talking about the Big Bang Theory. I was very glad when it came out, because I'm very much like the initial version. I just see it got ridiculous, but very much like that. And I've been saying the same thing to my parents for 45 years now, and they still don't understand what I'm talking about.
That's because 6 other people didn't say the same thing that you're saying to them, bro. It's not because you need to say the same thing 7 times just being the one person. You need 7 different people to say the same thing to them before it clicks.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
You could say people like yourself, who are people that understand and are a bit clued up, And all the mass people is trained to be that as soon as they hear, say, Dave Cameron or your Prime Minister say something, everything has been lost.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like depression is like anger, except it doesn't have any motivation behind it. And I'm all in favor of like being angry with the way things are, because then at least you want to do something about it. Whereas if you're depressed and if the situation appears hopeless, you tend to do less and less and less as time goes on. And it makes you angry with yourself that you're not doing enough, which makes you even more depressed. Yeah, that's a very bad cycle.
But you mean channeled anger, using that emotion in the correct way?
Yeah, well, it doesn't even need to really necessarily be channeled at first. You eventually learn how to use it. But the thing is, like they say in that movie Network, I don't know to tell you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know how to tell you to write. All I know is you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it. My life has value.
But I don't know about that. Writing to the system, the congressman or your politician is like, I do like these protest movements because I think that'd be good for the masses to start understanding. Like here, I can tell you it was so amusing. This is England. And they had one of our politicians came on and he gave the impression, he actually didn't lie, he was very clever in his wording, and said that GM foods were okay and good for you in his impression. And nobody understood how bad these things are.
Yeah, well, I mean, does this politician know that GMOs are banned in Europe? Does this politician know that, like, 40 countries have banned Monsanto?
From what I'm hearing about politicians, I think they're only... how much information can you take in? I mean, you used to work in a job where I bet you had 1,000 emails a day. So how much information do they have on the whips doing all the nonsense? How would they know? They're just one person. They have strange upbringings, don't they? So, this politician said something, if I paraphrase it slightly, he said, as far as he has read from scientific reports, there is no danger in GM foods.
If you were one of the people in the press gallery while he was making that statement, and you asked a question, what scientific report, who wrote that report, when was it commissioned, who funded it, so on and so forth. As long as you're just there to ask those very simple, basic questions, he won't be able to answer a single one of them if he's lying.
It was mainstream media. That just came straight through the television, so everybody just accepts that.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? People here are totally like that. So like they think if Kim Kardashian is using a certain kind of hair product, then if they put that on their hair, and I'm talking about mongers, horrible-looking people, that they look like her, and you can see them feeling like that, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh. They just let that up.
Well, you know, it's true. I mean, we've got the celebrity mass culture, and, you know, my opinion is that mass culture is poisonous culture, okay, because it corrupts people's ability to be an individual. Really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about not thinking. It's about following instead of leading. It's about swallowing instead of spitting it out. And that's really dangerous because they could be feeding you poison. And in my opinion, most of the cases, that's exactly what they're doing. Kim Kardashian's new hair product, I can guarantee you, it probably causes cancer upon contact with the skin.
Well, I also heard an interview you did. What's her name? I've only seen her on... There's a very bad reality program. She's like a little pretty Filipino Chinese girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tila Tequila.
Yeah. Her, and I've heard from others as well, that is not so good at the top at all. It's not a good world. So, like, everyone's dreaming to get to a world like that, which would be absolute hell from... If I can believe what they're saying, I mean, you know...
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just this kind of really nasty culture. And just think about this for a moment. If you're part of the mainstream brainwashing mechanism, okay, if you were in Playboy magazine, if you've been in movies, television shows, celebrity culture, so on and so forth, that is not a healthy culture. Okay, have a look at all the drug overdoses. Have a look at all the divorces. Have a look at all the mental breakdowns. Have a look at all the drink driving. Have a look at all the cocaine use and so on and so forth. And this is just the stuff that's out in public. If you go even deeper than that, have a look at all the vampire clubs where celebrities actually literally go into these clubs in order to drink human blood out of a glass. Okay? And it's even worse than that. There's rape, there's ritual sacrifice, there's occult worship, and so on and so forth. It's just infinitely more evil the higher you go up the scale. And you cannot be in that culture without it becoming apparent to you. And once it's apparent to you and you come out against it, that's when you fall. That's when all of your work dries up. That's when all your money gets taken away from you. That's when all your liberty gets taken. Your sense of feeling of safeness, security, that will be taken away from you as well. She's had a number of attempts on her life, Tila Tequila has. Quite a number, in fact. And she's still alive. And she's still out there speaking the truth. Now, regardless of how any of us might feel about celebrity culture, I believe that we should indeed stand up behind those people who put themselves on the line to expose the truth. Because that's the most important thing, because they know. They've actually been there. They've actually done that. They've seen it happen. And what I find very interesting is that because people don't want to believe it, they choose not to believe it. Now,
yeah. With the simplest of things, Yvonne, tell them to them face, and they still don't believe it. I mean, I'm nowhere near what's happened to these people. The Kathy O'Brien book, oh my God. I don't even know how it was possible for her to turn her life around. But I went through all the paedophilia stuff. I am PhD mathematics, so all the sort of that kind of nonsense. So all of that happened. And then you get paid so well, as you'll know that you get paid well. When you're getting paid well, it means you must be doing something bad. It must be something good to, control the people, the naughty boys at the top there.
So I've been through all that. In general, that's true.
And then they took everything from me. I have nothing now. But, I feel much better for it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's how they try to control you, is they'll give you plenty of cash. And the reason why it's hush money, basically, for lack of a better term. This isn't to say that all wealthy people are evil or manipulative or doing scumbaggery things. There's plenty of wealthy people out there. And by wealthy, I mean, $1 million plus or whatever. Once you get to the point where you're a billionaire or a Rothschild trillionaire, there ain't no fracking possibility that what you're doing is right. Because nobody needs that much money. Nobody.
And millionaires aren't rich, Vinny. Millionaires aren't rich at all. Not even some of these massive stars with so much money. The rich ones, I'm telling you, the things that I worked so hard for and I thought I was earning so much money is nothing to them. They can just pick up a phone and just make a phone call and it's done. Do you know what I mean? It's like they are rich.
Oh, yeah. They got like the president on speed dial kind of thing. It's like, are you passing that legislation, boy? Well, I got something to say about that. Here's another couple of $1 billion of campaign contributions so you can fund the military industrial complex. Not pass that bill that's going to secure people's rights and liberties, okay? The little voice in your ear.
They must be in the hardest position caught up in the web. It must be so hard for them. What could they do? Does it mean?
Well, they can do what Tila Tequila did. Put yourself on the line, come out there, and speak the truth. That's what I've been saying this for the most of the show. You got to speak the truth, regardless of how painful it is, regardless of what consequences you feel as a result, because the consequences of not telling the truth, the consequences of not exposing the New World Order, the consequences of not becoming a whistleblower means that not just you lose your soul, But we all lose our freedom. We all lose our lives. We all lose everything of value if we don't stand up for the truth. That's the thing. The truth is really the only thing of value. If you are not living with and stepping in the shoes of truth in and of itself, your life has no meaning. All you're doing is taking the hush money like a slave.
Absolutely well said. But Tila Tequila has got something different. Some of these people, like, let's say, like, say if you went through something as an ordeal, that, like, there's another guy, Jay, he's a lovely guy, I can't remember, but he was brought up in an Illuminati family. If you are going through that, when are they going to, when would you wake up? How would you wake up? If you are just your mind and your body, let's say we are mind, body, spirit, and soul. With Tila Tequila, you have absolutely no problem there because she is that her spirit and soul cannot be controlled. That is why she's like that. But like the mind and body, if you are just about your mind and your body, then you which is most people, then you don't really, you've got no way out.
I think that's a good point. And Gyro, thank you very much for your call, man. And we'll be back next segment, ladies and gentlemen, to take some more callers. The number is 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca-Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. Please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com for your archives there, because unfortunately we have been having some problems getting the archives up on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And so I've been providing my own archives for quite a number of years now. For this very reason, just in case, you know, you got to have backups. You know, I've got backups of my backups, so I've got multiple pages where these archives can be found. Commercial free versions, ad containing versions, because AFR needs the advertising revenue as well in order to keep it going. Speaking of which, if you'd like to donate to American Freedom Radio, go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the donate banner at the top there. Send them some money orders or something like that, because, you know, it's really quite difficult making money out of telling the truth. Anybody who says that it's not, ain't telling the truth. You know, it's quite difficult. You know, I have my own financial strains and burdens and so on and so forth. And by the way, the amount of generosity my listeners have shown me over the years, and even just recently, just blows my mind. This is why I don't have a terribly large amount of difficulty continuing to do this show, why I don't have that much of a problem feeling encouraged. Because really, think about this. I have so much support out there from listeners like you who not only donate once in a while, or subscribe for a couple of dollars a month and give me regular income. But also a lot of the people on Facebook and emails and things like that, whenever I'm kind of not happy or upset about something or in a tight spot, they're always there to encourage me to let me know that they care, to offer me words of wisdom, to listen to my concerns, and so on and so forth. I wish everybody was treated the way that I am by my listeners. And I think that's part of the fact that my listeners are the salt of the earth people. Now, seriously, you may think you're just ordinary people. You may think you're just, you know, doing what you can and la, 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 and you want to refuse praise. And if somebody tells you how great you are or whatever, you know, you try and shun it away because you generally humble people, listeners to the Vinnie Eastwood show. Stop being so humble. Really. Just recognize the simple, pure, and obvious truth that you are one of the best kind of people on the face of this earth. You're on the whole kind, patient, generous, humorous, loving, caring people, creative, intelligent, non-judgmental. Everybody that listens to this show invariably is like that at times. Sometimes, you know, you get listeners who are pretty... not quite so on that category, but you never mind. You take the good with the bad. But in general, that's what I've noticed, you know, and I've been doing this for a number of years. The people who listen to this show are not only the best kind of people with the greatest characteristics that you could hope for in a human being, but they seem to have an extraordinary amount of power and ability in doing their own things, setting up their own businesses, and wisdom. That's another thing. I have never spoken to one of my listeners who didn't possess some kind of innate wisdom, this real kind of experience and lust for life that has yet to be extinguished despite the massive quantity of scumbaggery that you've been exposed to. That is really encouraging, not only to me, should be encouraging to yourself. You know, a lot of my listeners are really good parents too. That's another thing that I've noticed, is that the vast majority of my listeners are nearly twice my age. And I don't know whether or not you're listening to the show because you see me as some kind of a child that you never had or some kind of young, energetic being that's doing what maybe you wished you could do when you were young. I don't know what the reason is. I don't know what the attraction is specifically. But I'm just very grateful that you're listening anyway. I'm grateful that people share the archives to the Vinnie Eastwood show, because look at it this way. There's so much content out there online. There are millions upon millions of websites currently in existence. And the fact that you're coming here to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com or AmericanFreedomRadio.com is so overwhelmingly great of you. You know, you should pat yourself on the back. You made it. You found something that is honest. You found something that is decent to spend your time listening to. The fact that you're even spending your time at all on anything decent means that you're a cut above the vast majority of society for a start. That's how great you really are. Stop denying your greatness. Stop denying your awesomeness. You truly are quite fabulous people. And you may be alone. That's the worst part that I've found invariably about a lot of the conversations that I have with my listeners, is that they're very alone. There's just not anybody of your quality in your life right now. That's really sad to me. I'm very grateful that people like you call me, that people like you send me Facebook messages. I'm very, very grateful for that, because there have been many times in the past where I have felt alone. where I have felt that I'm surrounded by people who don't listen, by people who don't care, by people who are vacuous, shallow, all those nasty things. And now I cannot escape from people like you, who are so caring and so generous and so loving. It makes me feel really, really good. It's actually quite difficult for me to get depressed. It's actually quite difficult for me to get properly angry anymore, because I've always got my amazing listeners encouraging me, supporting me, and caring about me. That's another thing. Just knowing that there's people that care, just knowing that means so much. And I don't think people really, in a lot of their life, get to experience these things that I am at the moment. And I wish that society was different. I wish that you were all appreciated for the kind, generous, and fabulous souls that you are. But the world doesn't work like that. We're not the ones that are looked up to. We're not the ones that are emulated by the masses. We are the ones that are demonized. We are the ones that get shunned. We are the ones that get called names. We are the ones who get fired or have to quit our jobs because our conscience tells us otherwise. We are the ones who suffer at the hands of scumbaggery. We are the ones who are the targets of true, unadulterated evil. The whistleblowers and the activists that I've spoken to have had so much trauma in their life. It's like bleeding out of every orifice with no hope of a blood clot. That's what it means to be a truther. That's what it means to be a patriot. That's what it means to be a decent man in an indecent time. Is that invariably we are not appreciated for the good within us. In this topsy-turvy world, that good, bright part of ourselves is considered bad. Isn't that strange? Doesn't that make you angry? That by being a good, decent, honest person who cares about other people, that you are operating in a system that sees that as a disadvantage, that it is run by psychopathic individuals, archontic entities, whatever it is you want to call it. I'm not sure about anything anymore. But I do know this, that you got a real raw deal being born in this time, in this place. It's a time of universal deceit, ecumenical scumbaggery, something that is difficult to even contemplate, let alone comprehend. And the confusion when you suddenly wake up and you realize, oh my God, all these things that I previously thought that I understand don't actually freaking exist. The trauma when you try and tell your parents who are on their way to get another vaccine for the year to protect themselves from the flu. The angst that you feel when a police officer is questioning you for no reason whatsoever. The inherent sense of inflamed rage that courses through you when you're ordered to do something on the battlefield that you know is illegal, that you know that you're going to be executed by your commanding officer if you don't follow that order. This is our life. This is our struggle. And it is our fate to be the ones who have suffered the trauma, who have seen and experienced and had penetrated into every orifice, the scumbaggery of this society. The reason why we're capable of dealing with it, the reason why we're able to come out the other side, not unscathed at all, but still alive, still capable of thinking, still capable of feeling, is because we are the best of society. We are the strongest. We are the noblest. We are the most creative, the most capable, and the most deserving of freedom. Our parents, maybe grandparents, thought that they were fighting for freedom when they went overseas, but they weren't. That's the tragedy, is that nearly an entire generation of men was lost. The honourable men, the strong men, the diligent, patriotic men, they were the ones that were sacrificed so that we could allegedly have freedom. But instead, they were simply sacrificed for the ends of the New World Order. What came out of World War II? The United Nations, headed up by a former Nazi Party member. And you think that somehow, that because your grandparents or parents died, or watched their friends blown apart into 1,000 tiny bits, that they died for something good? They were deceived. We were deceived. All of us. I wish for a world where the only time anybody would die is for a good reason. A damn good reason. Dying to bring about a new world order. Dying to sustain a military-industrial complex. Dying to benefit vaccine company profits is not freaking good enough, is it? But to realize how important we all are, and to not throw away our lives willingly, and not for just somebody's say-so, but for a very, very good and powerful reason, like freedom for the entire human race, for example. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Bonkers.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Every spin in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let you give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy bass line is kind of silence. Everybody says that I've got to get a grip.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the final segment here, so if you wish to call in, this is your last chance. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. That's a US number, and I also find it challenging as well, having a radio show based in New Zealand that's broadcast live or all around the world, having an American board where you have to make a toll call in order to call in. to a lot of people, apart from the American listeners, of course. 218-339-8525. Gyro, who called in earlier, was calling in from England, and hopefully that won't cost them too much. But, you know, it's something that I really wish for people to do, is ring in, share your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, because I know that life is really hard right now. And sometimes it's just good just to talk about it in some way, shape, or form. Because, you know, as I was saying previously, it's just having somebody to talk to, having somebody who listens, more to the point, is so important. And its importance cannot be underestimated. You know, you really do have to have people around you that are supportive. You know, there are 7 billion plus people on the planet today. Don't relegate yourself to only speaking to, only hanging out with people who don't recognize your innate importance as a human being. Don't do it. All right? You're almost better off being alone than being with people who don't respect you. You know what I'm saying? People who don't encourage you, people who don't help, people who don't really have original thoughts, people who don't talk about things that matter. What the hell is the point in that? Honestly. And, you know, personally, I've lost so many friends over the years, but I just make new ones. New people who are actually the kind of people I want to be friends with. You know? That's something my father was capable of doing. When he was a young man, he was capable of making friends really, really easy, good friends. And then towards the end of his life, he was only making enemies. I remember I went down to see him at Rings Beach, Coromandel, and I hadn't really been there or talked to any of those people who lived on that beach with him that when I was a young boy. You know, younger than 10 years old. I hadn't really seen these people in like nearly 20 years. And to speak with them, it was like they thought I was my father and they didn't trust me. They were angry with me. They told me to leave, you know? And I was like, what is this? What has my father done? And it turns out that he stopped making friends. He stopped making compromises. He stopped caring because he felt rejected, because he'd done some mean and some hurtful things to all of these people. And they hated him for it. And I don't know, maybe they assumed that I was there to on his behalf, trying to poison their lives again, and they weren't willing to tolerate it. I don't ever want to turn out like my father. Ever. You know? He died and he was a millionaire. Guess how much I got out of the will? Nothing. My brother, my sisters got nothing. You know? It's all locked up in trust somewhere. And that's really quite painful to realize that the person who actually kind of sowed the seed and brought you into this world cares so little about you that they don't want to leave you anything that they accumulated during their life. How inherently selfish. You know, here I am, a struggling activist. I could have done with $1 million. I could have bought a house. I could be modifying a room as we speak, in order to turn it into a professional studio so that I could teach activists how to do all of these media savvy things that I can do. We have a caller on the line here in the 604 area code. You are on the air.
Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
Hi,
how are you?
To you talk today. I try to listen to you almost every day when I'm driving home from work.
Well, thank you.
And, I enjoy your show. I like the fact that you invite anybody on to speak and speak what they have to say, you know? Your guests are very interesting people, and that's what, you know, draws me in. And I like your humor.
Yeah,
and
I do like my humor too.
Thank you. You do a fabulous job.
Well, thank you. How did you learn about this show? If you don't mind me asking.
To be honest, I don't really remember now because I've listened to you for a couple of years. Wow. This is my first time calling in. But I believe I just came across one of a tidbit that was put on YouTube.
And yourself personally, ago, how did you kind
had,
of?
Who is it? I'm trying to remember who your first visitor was. I think it was Santos Bonacci, actually.
Oh yeah, Santos is a good man, eh?
Yeah, totally excellent. And I just, you know, you were trying to, you know, talking to all the listeners and telling everybody how wonderful they are. And it's true. I find that most people who are listening to shows like yours are people who want to make a difference and have live by conscience.
Mm.
Yes. Pardon me, I am walking through a mall of all places. I'm not a mall person, and bad timing to call.
Well, I really thank you for calling in, because, you know, it's something that I believe that we've forgotten, you know, as truth is a lot of the time, is that we are actually kind of the best people in society, and society's so bad that it makes out like we're the worst people, like we're the crazy ones, and it's like we're not the crazy ones. We're the good ones. We're the good guys here. We're the G.I. Joes, and everybody else is the freaking Cobra.
Agreed. There are days, though, when I, you know, as much as I, you know, I take a look and I research and I look into information, I do have my moments where I'm like, am I really crazy? Is all this stuff that I'm looking at, like, real?
You know, that's healthy.
And we question it.
Yeah, well, I mean, but if you're not questioning your sanity, then there's nothing to prevent you from going insane, is there?
Exactly. So even I even question myself in what I look at. And believe me, there are times when I have looked into things that, you know, make you feel like you've gone over the deep end.
Mm.
But, you know, if you take the time and think about it and look at it, you don't have to fall for every line that comes at you, right? Even sometimes though it appears like it could be real. You know, I've had a lot of those times. And my sister, she's one of those people who's waking up too, and she calls me up all the time asking, you know, I don't know, because I mean, I'm talking to people and they just don't get it. Am I crazy? Right? And no, because the people who don't get it didn't look at anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I the crazy one because I've got information and actually thought about something for a change, and are the people who looked at nothing and thought about nothing the sane ones? And the answer is no.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's just about reassuring people that, you know, you may think that you've gone over the deep end, but all it is that you opened your eyes and took a look at the world and said something's not right and went and looked at it. And most people are just quite happy to go to the mall and purchase the next shiny thing or the next piece of fashion and be done with it.
What the hell is the point in that? What are they trying to accomplish in life? You know?
Right.
Seriously, yeah. Seriously. If your life is about consuming something that somebody else created, you had no hand in creating it, and all you're doing is endlessly purchasing things that don't actually make you happy in order to try and make yourself happy, that's freaking nuts.
Agreed. I've never been one for purchasing something because, you know, I thought it might make me happy. It's never, I mean, you know, it's one of those, you know, lucky people who was raised without a whole lot. So I learned that not having a lot was, you know, not important to happiness, you know. So,
yeah.
But there are so many people who are still within that, even my man at times, you know, he's all about the next thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's really difficult when you're actually living with people who don't get it. I mean, my girlfriend Sarah, she, I think maybe for the first couple of years of me coming out and being an activist and that kind of thing, she didn't quite get it. I mean, but she still supported me, you know, like she loved me that much. Yeah. And it's only really been in the last year that she started yelling at the news too. and saying, look, there's a pyramid with an all-seeing eye in the show. And I go, I love it when my baby notices the Illuminati symbolism. Yeah. You know? Exactly. These are the kind of things that are actually quite encouraging.
Yes, it is. I mean, you know, he's gotten much better over the years and on, but, you know, and he still falls into that thing. And you know what? You live with it. Everybody has their time.
Yeah, everybody has their time. I think you're right. And it's the time when you notice that it's time to stand up, time to start doing something. That's the perfect time for you. Thank you for your call. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.